Okay, so if you're like me, probably at some point, you've been waiting around for a sign that, you know, this thing you want to do is right. Well, that's one of the things we're talking about today. We're also going to be talking about kind of a cool study in today's Good Life Science Update about how various types of acts of kindness may actually alter your genetic expression to make you healthier. So be sure to stay tuned as we dive in. I'm Jonathan Fields, and this is Good Life Project.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good Life Project is brought to you by Understood Explains, a podcast that's like a beacon for parents navigating the special education system. Hosted by Juliana Urtube, a special education expert, this season is all about individualized education plans, or IEPs. Juliana breaks down complex topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP in a way that's easy to grasp. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains about the difference between IEPs and 504 plans, and I was struck by the balance of empathy and practical advice. It's not just about understanding the system. It's about empowering parents and caregivers to advocate for their children, which is just so important. So I've known a number of people who've had to literally scramble to figure out how to advocate for their kids when the system seemed to just make it so hard to get the support that they need and deserve. So if you're a parent navigating this world or even just wondering if it's right for your family, I encourage you to give Understood Explains a listen. Search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. It's like having a roadmap for a journey you didn't expect, making it a little less daunting. Good Life Project is sponsored by LinkedIn Ads. So as a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. So isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions tailored for B2B. Imagine having direct access to a billion professionals, including 180 million senior executives and 10 million C-level leaders. With LinkedIn's powerful targeting tools built for B2B, you can drive serious results. LinkedIn ads generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social platforms in the technology space. We've actually tapped the power of LinkedIn ads a number of times ourselves, and the campaigns have been really successful. If you're ready to revolutionize your B2B marketing, try LinkedIn ads with a $100 credit on your next campaign. Terms and conditions apply. Go to linkedin.com/goodlifeproject to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goodlifeproject, or just click the link in the show notes. Terms and conditions apply. So I don't know if you're like me, but I've had so many conversations with a lot of folks. And this has been my experience too sometimes, that when you're waiting to do something, maybe you're waiting to leave a job, maybe you're waiting to say hello to somebody that you'd love to have a friendship with or start a partnership with in some way, maybe you're waiting to go and build or create something, or waiting to take a class, and you're kind of, you know, and you really want to do it, but you want to do it so badly or so goodly that you're nervous, that it's creating anxiety in you because you don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if the answer is going to be yes or no. You don't know if you're going to be good enough, if the thing you want to do is actually going to be what you hope it will be, if the relationship will become what you really want it to become. So what do? Well, we kind of wait around for a sign from God. We're waiting for the perfect moment, you know, for the last bit of data, the assurance and permission that finally convinces us, yes, this will absolutely work. The truth is, for anything worth doing, yeah, we may get small hints along the way, but the big signal that we'll succeed, it actually, with the rarest of exceptions, it doesn't exist. It's funny, when I was thinking about this, I was actually, I was reminded of something that I wrote when I was thinking about this very thing in my last book, How to Live a Good Life. So I'm just flipping the page open to touching page 77 for anyone who wants to follow along if you have a copy. And it's about this one topic. So here's what I wrote. There is no perfect moment. No time when you will know enough to guarantee you will get what you want. No time you'll be 100% sure that you're ready to have a child, fall in love, take a job, move cross country, build a business, show your work, stand in your truth, pursue your dream. Still, at some point, imperfectly formed, with butterflies in your belly, you need to act, to own your unknown, to step into Joseph Campbell's abyss, and therein discover your treasure. Experience and emotion dance in that space. It's where possibility finds its wings. The greatest creations, the most legendary relationships, the most treasured and heralded experiences, innovations, works of art, and lives have all come from people who were willing to live and act in the face of uncertainty long enough for greatness to emerge. And maybe that popped into my head. Maybe that passage popped back into my head because I've been sort of thinking about this. And I've realized that as I weigh a number of big potential new ideas, projects, endeavors, and start to build them and invest resources and time and energy in them, I realize that there have been moments recently where I've been waiting for that perfect moment. I've been waiting for that, you know, quote, sign from God that things are right. This is right. And you're like, go ahead and do it. And I kind of had to reconnect with the idea, the thing that I know, which is that there is no perfect moment. You can't think it into existence. You cannot wait it into existence. You cannot wish it into existence. All you can do is act, because that sign only comes when we put something into the universe for that universe to say yes or no to. In the game of chicken, where significance is on the line, we need to go first, not the universe. And then, and only then, will it be truly good life game on. Succeed or fail, the sign from God is you. And that's kind of the truth I've had to reconnect with lately in my own life. The sign is your own action, is your own intention translated, made manifest in the world with action, and then letting that world respond whatever way it needs to. That's what I'm thinking about. And maybe if you're thinking about taking a big step into something where you have no idea how it's going to end, and you've been waiting for the perfect moment, the sign from God, then maybe take the first step, stop waiting, see what happens. Let that sign be you, your own willingness to act. That's what's on my mind. That's the invitation as we head into our quick break, as always. And when I come back, be sure to stay tuned, because we've got some really cool research, actually. And it's about how kindness can actually affect us and our health, potentially on a genetic level or an epigenetic level. Back with you in just a moment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Good Life Project is sponsored by Lexus GX. So have you ever owned something that inspired you to just up your game? For me, it was this high-end mountain bike. I love the ultralight frame, the suspension, the precision gearing, and I realized it deserved to be ridden to its full potential. So I started training harder so I could experience the joy it could give back to me. And it paid off. That bike helped me discover just new levels of performance and straight up joy. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Imagine tackling rugged landscapes with the available 33-inch all-terrain tires and multi-terrain select, then unwinding with the available front-row massaging seats. This is a vehicle that inspires you to go further, to live up to its full potential. So why settle? Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
So our awesome friends at FreshBooks make ridiculously easy cloud accounting software for freelancers and small business owners who know that making every single moment count is a really important part of getting a lot of stuff done and being able to do the things that they want to do in their business. By drastically simplifying things like invoicing, tracking expenses, and getting paid online, FreshBooks has totally changed the game for now more than 10 million people. You can link your FreshBooks account to your credit card and debit card, so next time you expense, you know, the business stuff or the tank of gas or lunch, it just shows up automatically. They have notifications and awesome customer service. To claim your month-long unrestricted free trial with no credit card required, go to freshbooks.com/goodlife and enter the Good Life Project in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And we are back with today's Good Life Science Update, where every week I pull some kind of study research report that has hit my desk. I'm a bit of a science geek. I am not a trained scientist, so it's always filtered through the lens of the common person, along sometimes with help from friends of mine who are major league science geeks and trained in these things. And I'm always looking for stuff, for interesting new research that in some way impacts our ability to live better lives, more specifically to fill one or all of our three good life buckets: vitality, connection, and contribution. Today's study is kind of fascinating to me. I have been for a long time really interested in kindness and how kindness actually affects us. And there's some really interesting research on kindness, what in the literature is called in some way, shape, or form, quote, pro-social behavior, how it affects mood, how it affects health, how it really makes a difference. So kindness isn't just good for others. It's not just good for the world, but apparently it's actually really good for us. But I haven't seen research until now on a potential biological and even genetic level mechanism for kindness to actually impact health, to improve health, to reduce risk for disease. And there's a study out that's pretty recently out that I'll give you the name of the study is actually Kindness in the Blood, a randomized controlled trial of the gene regulatory impact of pro-social behavior. It was done by Catherine Nelson Coffey, Megan Fritz, Sonia Lubomirsky, and Steve Cole of different universities in conjunction with each other. And it's kind of a fascinating study. I'll break it down in human terms, and so you can see why I'm so excited about it. And also, as always, we will provide a link to the full study report for other science geeks who want to actually dive into the protocols and understand this on an entirely different level. So what happened in this particular study was this. A group of people, participants, about 160 of them, were brought together. And for anyone who's interested, of that 160, about 77.5% were female. And they were recruited in Southern California. And people were told to do one of four things over a window of 5 weeks of the study period. And they were told to either engage in acts of kindness that were directed to specific people. So maybe it's, you know, buying coffee for a friend. Maybe it's donating some clothing to a particular family or person. Maybe it's, but it was directed at a very specific person or community. Another part of the group was instructed to engage in acts of kindness to the world, broader sort of things that would make a difference to the world, where they didn't actually necessarily see the changes, but they were served to, you know, like I'm helping the environment, or I'm helping huge populations, or I'm helping a community or a country that's in struggle. The other conditions were acts of self-kindness, so being kind to yourself, acts of self-care. And the fourth sort of cohort from that group was essentially the control group, and they were told to pretty much do nothing. Now, as always, some people drop out along the way, but participation was pretty good in this. And what happened at the end of this was kind of fascinating, because instead of just reviewing people's self-reports and journals, this study took the extra step of actually taking blood work and taking medical panels before and after. So what they were looking for was, could they actually do an analysis on a level of genetics before and after, and in any way see a change in blood work or genetic expression that was related to acts of kindness to self, to directed others, or more generally to the world. And in fact, that's exactly what they saw. What they were able to see in the study is this. Of those four groups, one specific group showed something really powerful. That is the group who were doing pro-social acts, or acts of kindness directed towards specific other individuals. And what the study showed was that there was a significant reduction in something called leukocyte CTRA gene expression over the five-week period, which is a pretty short period. Now, what does that mean in human terms? Well, the leukocyte CTRA gene expression is related to the body's immune system and the body's ability to actually sustain health and fight disease and lower inflammation. So in kind of mortal words, what they're saying is that acts of kindness directed towards specific other people actually affected, it helped in the gene expression that would allow your body to essentially fight disease better and fight inflammation better. So it's kind of a really cool thing, because this was one of the first studies that actually showed that simply doing these tiny acts of kindness on a regular basis over a pretty short window of time, only about a month, actually affected the gene regulation in the human being. And what we're seeing these days is that a lot of us think that our genes are our destiny, our genes are our fate. There's a whole emerging field of epigenetics, which is sort of what are the things that turn genes on and off. And what we're seeing sort of in the world of science and medicine is that genes aren't everything. It's actually the state of those genes. You can have a gene for a certain disease or state of inflammation, and whether that gene is turned on or turned off, how it's regulated, is a much stronger determinant of whether you're actually going to experience symptomology and disease or not. So this is really fascinating research, because it's starting to say that maybe our behavior, specifically being kind to others in our lives, can actually have an impact on the expression of genes that control health. That is pretty awesome. And I can't wait to see more research come out around this. I think this is the beginning. I'm sure there's tons of other research going on in labs around this and similar questions. I think we're at the beginning of some really powerful new connections that are going to be validated by science. So that's what's on my mind as we wrap up this week's Good Life Science Update. As always, thanks for hanging out with me today, and I can't wait to be back with you next week. And as we wrap up, I want to give a final shout out to our awesome sponsors and supporters. Right now, you can post a job on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/good. Be sure to check out Blue Apron and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/goodlife. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If the stories and ideas in any way moved you, I would so appreciate if you would take just a few extra seconds for 2 quick things. One, if it's touched you in some way, if there's some idea or moment in the story or in the conversation that you really feel like you would share with somebody else, that it would make a difference in somebody else's lives, take a moment and whatever app you're using, just share this episode with somebody who you think it'll make a difference for. Email it if that's the easiest thing, whatever is easiest for you. And then, of course, if you're compelled, subscribe so that you can stay a part of this continuing experience. My greatest hope with this podcast is not just to produce moments and share stories and ideas that impact one person listening, but to let it create a conversation, to let it serve as a catalyst for the elevation of all of us together, collectively, because that's how we rise. When stories and ideas become conversations that lead to action, that's when real change happens. And I would love to invite you to participate on that level. Thank you so much, as always, for your intention, for your attention, for your heart, and I wish you only the best. I'm Jonathan Fields, signing off for Good Life Project. Good Life Project is sponsored by Lexus GX. So have you ever owned something that inspired you to just up your game? For me, it was this high-end mountain bike. I love the ultralight frame, the suspension, the precision gearing, and I realized it deserved to be ridden to its full potential. So I started training harder so I could experience the joy it could give back to me. And it paid off. That bike helped me discover just new levels of performance and straight up joy. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Imagine tackling rugged landscapes with the available 33-inch all-terrain tires and multi-terrain select, then unwinding with the available front row massaging seats. This is a vehicle that inspires you to go further, to live up to its full potential. So why settle? Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.